Another earthquake hit northwest Turkey today. This one is reported to be of a magnitude 4.8 and apparently did not cause any damage or injuries. It could be felt in Istanbul, but was strongest in the town of Yalova. That's close to the epicenter of the 7.4 magnitude quake that struck in mid-August. Relief groups and government agencies are still cleaning up from that earthquake, according to Nadine Selden. She's with the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies in Istanbul.
They are clearing away the piles of rubble, and when they do, the statistics for the dead go up because they find more bodies. So far, it's over 15,000 people have died from the original quake. The government has just started building prefabricated houses, and the Red Cross, Red Crescent, are bringing in winterized tents. That's our focus right now because we realize that the housing won't be repaired in time for the winter. So we're going to bring in over 10,000 winterized tents for the people affected.
What is a winterized tent?
Well, it's a tent where you have some protection from cold weather and where you can have a heater and you have some kind of a floor system where you could live more comfortably in the cold weather. We are also gearing up to support these tent cities where there will be over 100,000 people that will be spending the whole winter and early spring. So that is the focus right now for the Red Cross, Red Crescent, is to make sure that the tent cities have livable conditions, that people are getting the food and the other medical services that they need in these tent cities.
What about other kinds of structures, like water mains, electrical services, railroads, roads? What's happening with all of that?
Well, the Red Cross, Red Crescent has just finished is about to finish an assessment of the water and sewage systems, and they were deeply affected. The water is available, but of course the pipes that deliver it to the people are not intact, and it'll take several months for that to be repaired. All the roads are cleared out, but the rubble is, in many cases, is just pushed to the side, and you see businesses coming back to life. I mean, people are trying to start their lives again, but we also have reports that many thousands of people have just moved away, moved back to other parts of the country where they may have come from.
Do you have a sense that everything that can be done is being done? Are these problems being handled?
Yeah, they are being handled very well. But I mean, it this thing is massive, and people are just human. So sometimes things don't go as quickly as people would like.
I wonder about the problems of aftershocks. I gather that people are still very frightened by what happened to them and that the aftershocks have contributed to that fear. Plus, of course, you have people who've lost family members. Even if you do manage to take care of creature comforts for large numbers of people, isn't there still a lot to do for these people?
Oh, these people, I mean, the individuals that we know, that some of them have volunteered with us, like a young Turkish doctor I know, their lives are never going to be the same. He says he's shifted his whole view of life. We talk about geological aftershocks going on for a period. The psychological aftershocks are never going to end for the people that were involved with this.
Thanks very much.
Well, thank you.
Nadine Selden of the International Red Cross and Red Crescent. She spoke to us from Istanbul.